Service call, Minisplit throwing a fault co-general approach, a general, brand agnostic flow for a ductless Minisplit throwing a fault code. Read the code, group it into communication slash sensor slash electrical slash refrigerant families, and chase the most common real causes before assuming a board failure. From the launch my HVAC knowledge pace, what you'll see, a ductless head where the outdoor unit is flashing a light pattern or showing an error code, and it's either not running or running poorly. Minisplits are inverter-driven and far more electronically self-aware than a basic split system. They'll tell you what they think is wrong. The catch, every manufacturer uses its own code list, so the first step is always to read the specific code for that brand. After that, almost every fault falls into one of a few families, and the common real-world causes within each family are similar across brands. Don't troubleshoot a minisplit like a conventional system. Forcing contactors and backfeeding 24 volts doesn't apply. These run on inverter boards, communication signals, and thermistors. Walk it in order. Read the exact code for the brand. Count the blink pattern on the indoor head. Read the display, or check the outdoor board's LED/display. Get the manufacturer's meaning for that code. It names the subsystem. This is non-negotiable. A generic guess wastes the trip. Reference the brand's code list by the unit's model. Don't assume another brand's numbering. Group the code into a family. Most codes fall into communication error indoor and outdoor. The two units can't talk. Sensor slash thermistor fault. A temperature sensor is open slash shorted slash out of range. Electrical slash inverter fault. Voltage, current, IPM slash compressor drive or overload. Refrigerant slash pressure slash temperature fault. Low charge, overheat, high pressure, discharge temp. Fan slash motor fault. The DC fan motor or its feedback. Communication error to check power and the interconnect wiring. This is one of the most common minisplit faults. Verify proper supply voltage at the outdoor unit. Then check the interconnecting communication conductor and grounds. Causes, a loose slash wrong terminal landing S1 slash S2 slash S3 type, wiring landed out of order, a nicked or undersized interconnect cable, moisture in a connection, reversed line slash neutral on some designs, or a failed board. Confirm the wiring landing matches the diagram, terminal for terminal before condemning a board. Sensor slash thermistor fault to measure the thermistor. Minisplits lean heavily on thermistor's room, coil, discharge, ambient. A flagged sensor is usually open, shorted or has drifted. Unplug it and measure resistance against the temperature slash resistance spec. Compare to the actual temperature. A cheap thermistor or a connector that vibrated loose fixes a lot of these. Check before you blame the board. Electrical slash inverter fault to check voltage and current. Codes for voltage, IPM inverter power module, or overcurrent point at supply problems or the drive. Confirm steady supply voltage under load low slash sagging voltage trips inverters. Check connections, and look for an overamp condition from a mechanical problem. IPM slash compressor drive faults can mean a failing inverter board or a compressor problem. Verify supply and load before deciding. Refrigerant slash temperature fault to check charge and airflow. High discharge temp, low pressure, or overheat codes often trace to low charge frequently a flare leak on the line set, a restriction, or blocked airflow at either coil. Minisplits are unforgiving about flare quality and proper evacuation. Slow flare leak is a top real-world cause. Gauge it where the unit has ports and inspect the flares. Fan slash motor fault to check the DC fan and feedback. A DC fan motor that's obstructed, failing, or has a bad feedback signal throws a motor code. Pin it power off. Check for obstruction and verify the connector. Only then suspect the board. Boards do fail, but they're the last suspect after wiring, thermistors, charge slash flares, supply voltage, and airflow checkout. Confirm the obvious external causes first. Minisplit boards get replaced needlessly all the time. What normal looks like. Supply voltage, steady at the rated voltage under load. Inverters are sensitive to sag and dips. Interconnect wiring, landed terminal for terminal per the diagram, correct gauge, tight, dry. Thermistors, resistance matches the temperature slash resistance curve for the actual temperature. Connector seated. Flares, properly cut, debored, and torque to spec. Line set evacuated to a deep vacuum at install the 500 micron class standard. Charge, factory charge plus the line set adjustment for length per the data plate. Common faults and what they mean. Indoor slash outdoor communication error, miswired or damaged interconnect, loose terminal, moisture, or a board. Verify the landing first. Thermistor open slash shorted slash drifted. Flagged sensor code. Measure resistance vs temperature. Common and cheap, low voltage slash inverter IPM fault, sagging supply, loose connection, or drive slash compressor problem. Confirm voltage under load, low charge slash flare leak slash restriction, discharge temp or pressure codes, weak performance. Inspect flares, the usual culprit on ductless, blocked airflow either coil, overheat slash pressure codes, dirty indoor filter slash blower wheel or dirty slash blocked outdoor coil, DC fan motor fault, obstruction or failing motor slash feedback. Check the fan and connector, failed board, real but last, only after externals are cleared. Tech tips and gotchas. Read the brand's code first, always. There's no universal code list. A blink pattern that means communication on one brand means something else on another. Look it up for the model. Communication faults are usually wiring, not boards. Confirm the interconnect is landed terminal for terminal, and the cable is sound before you sell a board. A landing swapped at install is extremely common. Flare leaks are the ductless Achilles heel. Low charge and discharge temp codes very often trace to a sloppy flare. Inspect and reflare to spec. Don't just add refrigerant. Thermistors are cheap and frequently the answer. Measure resistance vs temperature before condemning the board. A drifted or unplugged sensor mimics big failures. Inverters hate low slash sagging voltage. A marginal supply or a long, undersized circuit trips inverter faults that look like board failures. Measure voltage under load. Don't apply conventional system reflexes. No jumpering contactors. No backfeeding 24 volts. These are communication and inverter machines. Work the code, the wiring, the sensors, and the charge. Safety slash code notes. De-energize and verify before opening the unit. Inverter capacitors can hold a dangerous charge well after power off. Wait and verify discharge before touching the drive. Recover and handle refrigerant per EPA 608 Federal Refrigerant Rules. Subpart F. Many minisplits use R410A and newer ones use A2L refrigerants R32. R454B. Follow the A2L handling and leak check practices, and any room size slash charge limits in the listing. Interconnect wiring, and the disconnect must meet NEC requirements. Size the circuit per the unit's MCA slash MACP nameplate.